Proclamation number 6011 of 29th of July, 1954. Will to defend. Keeping God's word pure. Turn your eyes to me and my light will strike you and you will see what remains dark to you without me. Let yourselves be taught by me if you desire clarification. Submit all your doubts and questions to me and you will no longer go through earthly life ignorant. For I let the Son of the Spirit shine into previously dark territory. Love for me also guarantees you my love. And if I now give you something, this also proves my love. Thus my gift must also be valuable. Love therefore prompts me to distribute valuable gifts. But can you judge the value of a gift or can you judge a person's degree of love? The latter is only possible for me, who is able to look into a person's heart. But you can assess the value of a gift of grace yourselves if you apply the standard to the effect a gift of grace has on people's souls. For what I offer with love must and will kindle love if it is willingly accepted. Hence the sincere will to receive must also be present, because every will to refuse also nullifies the effect of what is offered. But anyone who wants to receive and finds no inner satisfaction in a spiritual gift offered to him may also unhesitatingly reject this gift as not originating from me. And he will not speak a wrong judgment. Anyone who wants to receive should come to me himself and he can be certain that I will not let him go empty-handed, that I myself will fill them with gifts of grace, with spiritual treasures. He can be certain that he will not need to live in want, that his soul will be fully satiated. But I need spreaders of my teaching on earth. People who speak to their fellow human beings on my behalf, in my stead. I need teachers who give to those who do not come to me themselves. And these I supply unusually with the spiritual material there to distribute, and since they speak on my behalf they also receive the training which enables them for such a teaching ministry. They receive the spiritual knowledge from me myself. Thus they can distribute nothing but divine gifts which can also always be recognized as divine teachings by those who are of good will. And these teachers will always try to keep the word pure which is conveyed to them from above. They will resist mixing this word of mine with other spiritual knowledge. They will strictly adhere to this word and not want to make any compromises because they are aware of the responsibility of theophis. But this is necessary to maintain the purity of my teaching, which can all too easily undergo a change if strong-willed representatives do not protect it from this. It would never be possible to convey my pure word to people if suitable people were not found whose will and desire for truth guarantee that they will now also represent the spiritual knowledge imparted to them as the sole truth and put it before every other presentation. I will bless their zeal and will to serve me and also protect my word myself so that it will be presented to people as pure and unadulterated as it originated from me myself. Amen.